Blog Talk Radio.
I'm mad at the way she loves me, and I'm mad at the way she cares. I'm mad at the way she touched me, at the way that she combed my hair. I'd be lying if I said I didn't mean a thing. I'd be lying if I said I didn't care. I'd be lying if I said I didn't love her. I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm mad at the way she loved me, and I'm mad at the time we spent. I'm mad about our conversation. I'm mad about everything. I'd be lying if I said I didn't mean a thing. I'd be lying if I said I didn't care. I'd be lying if I said I didn't mean a thing. I'm still here. I'm still.
And good evening. Welcome on to the show. I'm your host, Anna Black, and tonight is Tuesday. Tuesday, March 6th, and tonight we'll be joined by hopefully three authors. We'll be joined by Ms. Shannon Smith-Smith, Mr. Steve Morgan, and hopefully Ms. Bethnith Adams. Before the hour and a half is over, we're doing a little different tonight. We're going to have Ms. Smith up first and see if we hear from Mr. Morgan. And after that, if we don't, we're going to go ahead and move over to Ms. Adams. After we're done with Ms. Smith, if she want to go ahead and jump off the line, she has an option because I don't want to hold her for an hour and a half tonight. But hopefully if I get all three of my authors, we'll be good to go. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and introduce Ms. Smith. And let you guys hear a little bit from her. Let her tell us about herself and where she's from and tell us a little bit about her works. Ms. Smith, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome on to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. As long as I've been doing this, sometimes I get a little sidetracked, especially I get a little thrown off when I don't have all of my authors calling in, so it gets me a little off, but we'll get through it. So I do thank you for calling in tonight. Thank you for joining us tonight. And either way, go to show most someone. So without any more delay, just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, a little background about the person, Shannon Smith, before we get into the author, Shannon Smith.
Okay. Well, I was born and raised in Richmond, Virginia. I'm married. I have two boys, ages 11 and 6, and this is my first novel.
Okay. All right. And before you even start writing or decided to sit down and write a novel, did you ever have interest in writing before?
I used to be good at writing, like in school, creative writing and poems in school. And I used to win like creative writing awards and things like that. So I knew it was something I could do, but I didn't like set out to be an author or anything like that. But I knew it was something that I could do.
Right, okay. So when you decided to transition, or I want to say, when you decided to go into writing, what sparked that idea? Tell us about the author, Shannon. What actually, I'm like, were you just clicking one day and decide, oh, I want to write a book? Where did that come from?
Okay, I do enjoy reading. I read a lot of books, and I had an idea, like, you know, I know this is something I can do. I need to sit down and kind of focus on it. So I started thinking of little plots and different things, and I first came up with my character, which is the main character in Karma's Kiss. And I developed my character, and I built the story around her. And once I finished the book, which took me a little while, I knew it was something special. So that's when I took it seriously and pursued it and really, really worked on that story.
All right. So when you first sat down to write Karma's Kiss, was your intention to publish it, or you just wanted to, I guess, get the story out? Did you have any, say, goals to say, I'm going to put this book in print?
Right. I did think about self-publishing initially because I didn't know if I could possibly get traditionally published or whatever. So once I completed the story, I knew it was good, and I was going to pursue self-publishing, but I didn't want to not try to do traditional publishing, which actually worked out for me.
Okay. So you were fortunate enough to actually get on the publishing label with your first manuscript.
That's right, with One Karma Publishing.
How was that process for you? Did you go through a lot of bells and whistles? Did you get an agent, or how was that process for you?
Well, I was blind. I didn't have any help. I didn't know, like, where to begin. So I went straight to the Internet, of course, and I started, you know, researching publishing companies. Then I was thinking about agents one time. So I just considered just researching, finding people who was possibly publishing my genre, and I submitted my letters and things like that. And I learned the hard way that you have to actually really research the companies, because if they're not in your genre, if they're not in the market for your book, it's going to be an automatic rejection. So I had to learn that as well. So it was
right,
it was all
right,
right, once I, you know, figured it out, but I had to kind of figure it out on my own.
Right. So before we get into Between the Pages of Karma's Kiss, again, a little bit, tell us a little bit about how, what would you suggest to, say, someone like yourself who's an aspiring author who maybe want to get their book published? What would you recommend, or what advice would you give them as a published author?
My advice is not to give up, even if you do get a rejection letter or something like that. The main thing is to do your research, and that was the thing that I had to learn to do. Don't be scared to ask questions, you know, even networking with other authors, like on Facebook or something like that. A lot of people have a lot of valuable advice and things like that, but don't give up. That's all I can say. Keep trying. Do not give up. You have to explore every avenue.
Right. I do agree with that. So we're going to get to the book now. Tell us a little bit about Karma's Kiss, and not to give away too much, But take us between the pages of your first novel and tell us a little bit about that novel.
Okay. Karma's Kiss is about a young woman who suffered a tragic loss as a teen. She discovered her mom's dead body, her father is in prison, and she has to be raised by her Uncle Red. So as a teen, there's a lot of emotions and a lot of issues that come with that. So she takes a lot of baggage into her adulthood, where we will see where she makes a lot of bad decisions as far as her relationship goes, and we're going to see how karma comes back around, pretty much, without giving out too much, because there's a lot of drama in there, murder, sex, lies, scandal, everything.
Okay. Is her story just the main storyline in the book, or do you have smaller storylines with other characters?
Okay, yes, it's Sugar is the main character, and we're going to get the point of view of each one of my characters. Everyone gets to tell their story, which is the best way to tell it because there's a lot going on, and we get to understand each character, and we get to understand everybody's karma. But it all relates back to Sugar.
Everybody come back to Sugar. Okay.
Right.
So since this was your very first book, because I know a lot of times when people are avid readers, it's a little bit easier for them to kind of filter, not so much that they tell someone else's story, but they can mimic the format of how they read. So that makes it a little bit easier for them to write. So in your experience in writing your first book, was it difficult at all, or did it just flow for you? How was that experience for you?
It was kind of difficult because I do read a lot of books.
You gotta choose it, okay?
It really was. I had to write, rewrite, and write again. And until I found, you know, had help to actually tell the story. And the best way to tell it was from each character's point of view. But it's definitely hard work. Even though you read books, you know, when it comes down to writing, and if you have a complex story such as mine, it's only one way to tell that story. And if you try to tell it in just one person point of view, you know, it can get confusing, you know. But I had help, thank God, to get that story told so that everybody can understand it. So, yeah, it was difficult. I had to write and rewrite again.
You ever at one point just say, you know what, maybe this is not for me. I don't know. It's not coming together. Because, you know, even as a seasoned author, we get I just want to say roadblock, but we just like, oh my God, I'm stuck. I can't write no more. You know? Did you ever at any point go through that?
No, I never wanted to give up, but I felt kind of overwhelmed at times. You know, but never. I knew I wasn't going to give up, but I did feel frustrated and overwhelmed at times. But I pushed through, and I'm so glad I did. So.
Wow, that is amazing. So, when you finally sat down and, well, when you finally completed your novel, mm-hmm. and you found your publisher and you got imprint, how was that feeling for you when you first opened that box of books? When you first got your book imprint, when you opened up that box, tell me what that experience was for you.
It was like, this is real. This is it, you know. You've been writing and working so hard, and once you see it, it's like, oh, my goodness, you know, this is it. It became very real to me. You know, it's different working on a computer and printing paper, you know, just to have that book in your hand is real. It's real.
Yeah, it is. It's a surreal feeling.
Yes.
It is a surreal feeling.
Yes,
so what type of feedback so far, and I was asking for the good, the bad, and the ugly, mm-hmm. so far with the book, from both standpoints, from the good part or bad part, what type of feedback have you been getting from books? I mean, from readers, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. So far, it's been positive, but the only thing people is like, okay, where's the rest? They like begging for a sequel, like begging for a sequel right now. But so far, very positive. I'm glad that everyone got my message. It's a very deep message about karma. And they were very entertained. A lot of people said they couldn't put the book down, and they told me that I told the story very well. That was the thing. And the only thing is they're just begging for, you know, the sequel. They want to know what's going to happen next. They have, like, tons of questions, which I guess is a good or a bad thing. I don't know. But, you know, very positive feedback, and they can't wait for the sequel.
Wow. Wow. So are you, so since you're getting a sequel demands, have you thought about writing a sequel? Have you sat down and started writing a sequel?
Yes, there will be a sequel.
There will be a sequel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, will a sequel be a spinoff of characters, or will it deal with the same character? What do you want to share, give us a sneak? You know, I would say you don't have to give us too much, but give us some kind of what we can look for in part two.
It's going to pretty much pick up where Karma's Kiss ends.
Tyler.
I can't say too much because it's like that. I have to say it's going to pick up where it ends. That's all I can say. All the questions will be answered.
So, do you introduce any new characters though? Is it a spinoff, or is it, are we going to see any new storyline or any new characters?
The storyline is going to continue. It's going to pick up where it left off.
Oh, cut and dry.
They want to know so much, though. So, yeah, pretty much it's going to be a part two. It's going to pick up where it ended.
Oh, okay. All right. So do you have, what would you call this this book's genre? What category would you put your novel in?
It's definitely urban lit. Some suspense in there. Drama, definitely drama. So... it's definitely urban lit.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
As a new author, to the same, since you actually have completed this one book and got yourself in print, which is a great accomplishment because not everybody can say that. Do you have a desire out there to say? Because I have some authors that write romance, but they say they would love to take a stab at this drama or take a stab at that drama. Are there any other genres that you feel like you might want to write in the future?
Yes, I like crime and stuff like that as well. So hopefully I get to indulge in that too, like writing about murder mysteries and things like that.
Well, okay. I have never actually read a mystery book. I have read thrillers. But not a mystery book, but I'm a big mystery fan of movies. So
that
sounds good. So are you traveling on now? Do you have any upcoming events or any places that you will be that folks might want to come out and get to know you and meet you, or I'll get a copy of the book?
I'm planning to be at the Baltimore Urban Book Festival in May. That's one of the big events I plan on attending. And as far
I'll be
as
there. You definitely need it.
You'll be there, okay.
Oh, yeah,
that's
I'll be there.
That I definitely will be attending soon. And we're still scheduling, book signings and things like that, so.
All righty. So tell our listeners, too, your current book came out just recently, right?
Right, on Valentine's Day.
It's February, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when are we looking for the sequel? Will it be anytime this year, or will it be next year?
I'm working on another project right now, which will probably be out before that. But maybe I'm working on another project right now. It'll be another novel and possibly a short before the sequel comes out. But it'll be out soon. It'll be out soon.
Okay. Do you want to share your title of your new project you're working on, or give us any info on the new project you're working on?
The novel I'm working on now is called Silent Cry, and it's about a young man being raised by a mom that's deaf and mute, and we get to go through and see the different issues and the different issues that he have as far as communicating with his mother, and he living like the projects, and, in poverty, being teased because... his mom is deaf and mute, and we're going to see where she's murdered in the story, and we're going to follow him as a man trying to avenge his mother's death, something to that effect. So I'm still kind of working that story on out.
Oh, okay. Well, congrats to you and good luck on that. I know it's people think that it's simple. It's not simple. A lot of what we do looks a lot easier than what it actually is. So I am. I want to congratulate you on being able to accomplish your goal of publishing. And I do wish you the best in the future with all your endeavors. We have an open door policy here. Whenever you come out with something new, we definitely would love to have you back to talk about it, to let our listeners know about your new works. You're welcome back at any time. But before we let you go, Shannon, you want to give our listeners your contact information and how they can actually get your book, whether it be an e-book, online, or through your website, through your publisher's website. Just give our listeners some information on how to get your books also.
Okay. Karma's Kiss is available on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and it will be on the Nook and Kindle as well. My Facebook information is facebook.com/SnookNovels, and my Twitter is Snook804.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we certainly thank you so much for coming on tonight with us, Aunt Shannon. And we
thank
do
you.
Hope to hear from you again in the future. And I look forward to seeing you in Baltimore.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll definitely be looking out for you. And I definitely will be getting a copy of your book for my Kindle. I usually get a copy of all my guests that come on because, especially when they look like interesting books, and yours look interesting. And I do read reviews. It might take me a minute because I have a lot of books to read, but I will definitely certainly get to it, and I will post a review when I do get to it.
All right.
So thank you so very much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you don't have to hang on the line if you don't want. I understand the Tuesday night during the week. People got things to do. We're going to take a little intermission, and I'm going to give my next author, Ms. Stephanie Adams, an opportunity to call in. We do thank you, Shannon, for joining us tonight. You have a lovely night.
You too. Thank you very much.
All right guys. I'm going to play a little music for you for a minute and give Ms. Stephanie Adams an opportunity to call in. So we'll be back in a couple moments. So continue to tune in. We're not leaving. We're just going to take a little break here. So we'll be back in a moment. Okay, guys, welcome back. I'm your host, Anna Black, and we're going to start our second hour with Ms. Stephanie Adams. We have on the line now. Ms. Adams, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, welcome on to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for working with me. I know it was a little difficult to get you on. We found
yeah.
you on, so thank you for coming on a little early at such last-minute notice. I tried to work it out where I had you and two other authors tonight, but my other author didn't call in, so we moved you up. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
I was so worried about not pronouncing your name right. Am I saying your name right?
I think you said it right. If you want to just call me Steph, that's fine, too.
Oh, great. All right. I don't want to mess nobody's name up now. So real quick, Steph, tell us a little bit about yourself, the not the RTU. We'll get into the RTU in a moment. But tell us a little background about yourself, like where you're from, are you married, have kids, and things like that. A little background history on you before we get into the writer you.
Okay. Well, I am 27 years old. I am single. I'm not married. I've never been married. I am talking to a very good guy right now. We're seeing where it's going. I guess one of the reasons why I'm not married is because I've been moving, like, I've been everywhere for school. I've been to Tennessee, Connecticut, and now I'm currently residing in Ohio, where I'm finishing up a women's health nurse practitioner program, and I'll be done May the 4th. So then I'll be looking for a job. So that's pretty much why I'm not married right now, but I do plan on being married eventually. A little bit about me right now. I'm a registered nurse. That's my career. And I am getting my master's in women's health nursing to be a women's health nurse practitioner. So I love women's issues. I'm involved. I tend to be involved in women's ministry, and I do have my own, group online where I help empower women, and I help to inspire them, you know, health-wise, relationship-wise, emotional healing, and things of that nature.
Right. Wow. Well, congrats on that, because that medical field, that nursing field, I know that's demanding. My cousin and best friend, she is actually she's been an RN for like 9 years, but now she's going for her nurse practitioner. And I know how stressful it is on her, so I can imagine. So congratulations to you for actually seeing it through and going for it, because I know it's not easy.
No, it's not.
I have heard the woes about it, trust me.
And congratulations to
you. So tell us. Oh, yeah, she has. It's been days where she's like, oh, my God, but she's still doing it, and she's pushing. So I know it's not easy, so I commend you on that.
Thank you.
So tell us now, with all that going on with you, with all of those things going on with you, what made you want to write a book?
Okay. Well, I started writing the book in 2007. I finally finished it the fall of last year. I finally finished it and published it about the second week in December. I think it was like December the 10th. I self-published it. What made me write it? Well, I've always been a writer. Ever since I was a little girl, I would write about different issues. When I was a teenager, and, you know, there were teenagers around me who would commit suicide and, you know, teen pregnancy. And when you're going through those teenage years, you're trying to find your worth and what do you want to do with your life. And you still go through that in your early 20s. You're still trying to find yourself. So I would always write about those issues. In college, my teachers, my professors would always tell me, you know, you're a good writer. You should write research articles. But about my junior year in college, I had my first official boyfriend, and I went through heartbreak. I was around the age of 22. He said he was going to marry me. We were planning a wedding, and then he ended up marrying basically a mutual friend. So that led to heartbreak. And I was like 22, so it really hit hard. And like I said, I always liked like social issues with women. So then with that emotional struggle going on, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start writing. And I believe that God started giving me the words to say to other women who may be going through similar things or trying to find their worth or trying to connect to God or trying to heal from a bad past or a bad relationship. So I started writing. And then I completed it in 2010 because I eventually got a professional editor to help me go through the edits.
All right. Now, the title of your book is called Life Journey, Woman to Woman, Inspiration, Motivation, and Truth for the Women, the Woman's Journey. Now, is your book a more of a self-help book or a autobiography? How is your book actually set up? What type of book is it?
It's a book where I take the reader on a journey. It's not an autobiography. However, I do start off talking about why I wrote the book, what I was going through, you know, trying to find out what career I should have at the same time going through a heartbreak, feeling less than because here was somebody who said they were going to marry me and we were planning and then they turned around and married a mutual friend. So I was going through that. And I was still in the phase of building my connection to God. So I had a lot of things going on and I was fairly young. I start off talking about that. And then I say, you know, can you look at your life and see the things that you have gone through or the things that you're going through now? You know, because I know that you are. I know that every woman has her journey. And then I say, okay, you know, the first thing, let's do this together. Let's talk about forgiveness. Let's find out why forgiveness is so important. And I give you exercises at the end of the chapter to help you realize why forgiveness is important. You know, help you to realize who it is and what it is you need to forgive and to let go of. And then we move into there's a chapter right after Let It Go. There's a chapter called It Was Necessary. So I take you on a journey. You let it go, and then I let you realize it was necessary for your personal growth, and this is why it was necessary. And then we keep moving forward until we have officially closed our past, and now we're realizing what we want for our present and what we want for our future. You know, what type of relationships do we want romantically, friendship-wise, spiritually, and helping us find out what our passions and our gifts for our life are. That's basically what I do.
Okay. So it helps the women to actually get a breakthrough from certain situations that they might be experiencing that may be similar. It lets them know, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel because some people feel like they're defeated sometimes. When you're going through, you know what I'm saying, it's like everything's like closing in and you don't see a way out. So your book is motivating to let people know there is a way out, there is something more for you or something better for you.
Exactly, because I felt like I honestly felt like it was the end of the road for me then. And now I see, you know, that book motivated me myself and gave me tips for myself to do, to know that it's not the end of the road, that there is a brighter day. And if you just keep holding on to faith, and like you said, knowing that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, that you can make it and there will be a brighter day. And here I am. I found my purpose in my life. I know what I want in my relationship. I know what I want out of life now. But at that point, I felt like life was over and nothing was going to work out for me. So I just want to impart that and to other women. And also I want to state, after every chapter, after I motivate the woman and I empower her, there are points to ponder, like scriptures and texts to take home, and there are also exercises, you know, that she can do afterwards to help keep her motivated and to help her, again, find her purpose in life.
All right. So when you initially sat down, I don't know if you answered this question already in a different fashion, but I have to ask it direct because I want me and listeners to be clear. When you actually sat down to begin this life journey, when you started writing, did you start out with the motive to complete a novel, or were you just journaling, or I mean, how did it take shape? Was this your intent when you initially sat down? Because you started this book, like you said, back in 07, and then you didn't actually finish to just release it. So was that your motivation when you first began the book, or did that transpire along the way?
I think the book developed along the way. It was always supposed to be a motivational book, but as it developed and as I got a professional editor. I don't know if you know Adriana Turner, but she's my editor.
Yeah, I know Adriana.
She's
from Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah. And after she worked
I'm very acquainted with Adriana. I have met her a couple occasions. I was just with her last year in Milwaukee at Rahita's Hubbard's event. So I've seen Adriana on several occasions. She also attended and won an award for AAMBC back in 2010 for one of her novels. So, yeah, very, very familiar with Adriana.
Yep, she's my editor. And after working with her, ideas started popping up. So I started, that's when the take-home points began on top of the motivational chapter. And also the exercises. So it developed over time.
Okay. So now that you when you did complete your novel, why was your choice to self-publish and not to go the traditional route? What made you choose to self-publish?
Well, I think one, self-publishing gives you a way to publish the book the way that you want to do it, that I could do my own type of cover, which I had it done professionally the way I wanted it to. It's a way for me to do the interior the way that I want to. And I talking to some people, they said that if I go to a publishing company or if I self-publish, I'm still going to have to do the marketing basically myself. So I said, okay,
Yes. Well,
why don't I go ahead and take the advantage of self-publishing if I'm still going to have to market myself and I can write the book and design it the way that I want it to be. So that's basically why.
Yeah, people that listening, readers, aspiring authors, it is not as easy as it looks. It's a constant hustle, I like to say. It's a constant marketing thing. You have to always market yourself no matter where you go, where you are. You have to always let somebody know who you are and about your book. So it's constant. It never ends. So are you working on something new now, or are you just focusing on publishing, promoting your first book, or are you in the works on working on something else?
Well, I'm not working on another book. I'm working on continuing to let people know that the book is out there and that it's not just about the book, but we are seeking, like the end of this month, I'm going to talk to some young ladies about sex and about sexually transmitted disease and talking about abstinence and talking about their worth. So it's Life's Journey, Woman to Woman. We're trying to make it, I have a team leader, her name is Tanya Sanford. We're trying to make it a holistic thing, you know. So the book is there to inspire, women, and we want to go out in the community and do things like with shelters, you know, with battered women or homeless women, and talk to young women and empower them. So that's basically what I'm working on, to get us out there as a group as well.
All right. So I know with school on your on your plate now as your main course, I know it kind of leaves a little less room for other things.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but I have to ask, as an author, is there any other genre that you enjoy reading besides school books, of course? Do you, when you do have a little break or you have a time for pleasure reading, are there any genres that you personally like as an author?
Yes. I don't know if I enjoy my school books. I have to read them, though.
No, that's what I'm saying, besides school, because I know what you're doing, and you've been in school the last few years, I know that that's probably been at the forefront. But when you do have a moment to sit down and relax and read for pleasure, what genre do you personally like? Or what books, what authors do you enjoy?
I like Rashonda Tate Billingsley. I hope I'm pronouncing it right.
Mm-hmm.
She writes a lot of books that I love. I like T.D. Jakes. I like Joyce Meyer. I like things that are motivational, inspirational, spiritually based, something that makes me reflect on my life and helps me to be a better woman. And I love romance. I love drama and romance, too.
What?
And there's
okay.
a book that I really love right now. It's called Captivating, Unveiling the Mystery of a Woman's Soul. I really love that book. That's a book that I'm going through right now.
Okay. All right. Wow. That's interesting. I definitely got to get a copy of your book as well. And I do see the book is not in, it's not on e-readers yet, is it? Is it available on e-readers?
No, it's not. I will eventually, but not right now.
Okay. All righty then. Well, you know what, Ms. Adams, we do thank you. Thank you for coming on tonight. And, sharing your story with us. I mean, that was motivational enough to have something like that to happen to you, especially at a young age, because, you know, in our early 20s, our skin ain't that tough, you know.
Exactly.
You know, we still be going through the motions in our early 20s, so to deal with something like that, I know it was difficult, but it led you to write something great to inspire other women. So we always say everything happens for a reason. So that happened to get you to where you are today. So we're not mad. We're always grateful for whatever God does for us, because it led you to this point. I do want to give you an open invitation, though, because even if you decide to work on something else or you have a new book to come out, or if you ever want to plug something that you may be doing or event, always email me or send me something, and I'll definitely plug it on the show, because we support African-American authors in all they do, whether you inspiration, whether you romance, whether you science fiction. We always try to promote and help you guys out help us out, because I'm an author myself, to gain a bigger audience or a broader audience. So definitely always keep me posted on what's going on with you. And I also want to let you know that we also offer book reviews through AANDC. You have to email TamikaNewhouse@gmail.com to get more information about sending your book in to have it to be reviewed by AANDC. And we do post your reviews on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Smash, or anywhere someone can read a review, we will post the review for you.
Okay.
But real quick, I know you're still in school. You may not have any upcoming events. But if you do, you care to share that with our listeners now? What are you going to be? Do you have anything coming up where they can come out and meet and greet you? Do you have any speaking engagements coming up you want to share?
Okay. I will be speaking March the 30th in Akron, Ohio. If they want any information, it's going to be about sex, and it's going to be about abstinence and sexually transmitted diseases. So if you're a younger woman, you know, teenage to early 20s, I think it's going to be a good event. for that age group. And if they want any more information, they can get me at lifesjourney_w2w@yahoo.com. Again, that's lifesjourney_w2w@yahoo.com. And I will give them the information. And I do have an event coming up in August 18th where I'll be at the African American Book Exchange in Timonium, Maryland. And if you could just email me and I will send the information concerning that.
And do you want, what's your email?
Huh?
What's your email again?
Oh, okay. It's lifesjourney_w2w@yahoo.com. lifesjourney_w2w@yahoo.com.
Okay, I just want that because that's sort of long. I want people to have the opportunity to get it. And I want everybody to keep in mind that the shows are archived, so you can always go to the AAMBC radio station and look through our archives. So if you missed anything or you need to, you didn't get it down, you can always listen to a repeat show at our website. But we do thank you so much, Ms. Adams, for joining us, and we wish you all the success in the world. If you have something new to come out, feel free to reach out, and we'll have you back on the show as many times you want to be. There's no limit with us. So we do really thank you for joining us tonight.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and thank you for calling us such short notice. I don't want to continue to keep you as a Tuesday night. I pick Tuesdays and Thursdays for my show because I feel like that's my least busy night, but it's turned out that it's not. I'm still just busy on these nights as I am doing the other night. So we do thank you for taking time to hang out with us tonight.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, you guys, we were just joined by two newcomers. Both came out with their debut novels just recently. We will join our first half of our hour by Ms. Shannon Snook-Smith. She is the author of Karma's Kiss, I'm sorry. Don't want to mispronounce her book. Her book is available on Amazon. It's also on the Kindle and Nook, so you can get that on your e-reader if you like. You also get it in paperback. The second hour, we have Ms. Stephanie Adams. Her book is also available on Amazon. It's called Life's Journey, Woman to Woman, Inspiration, Motivation, and Truth for the Woman's Journey. It is in paperback. You can get that on Amazon. And if you email her, she has different avenues where you can get books directly from her. So do check her out. We will be back, you guys, on March the 8th. And that night we will be joined by Ms. Wilhelmina Michelle to discuss her works. So far we only have one author on that night, so it will be a 30-minute segment. So I hope you guys join us again. Again, we want to give a shout-out to Ms. Tamika Newhouse, our founder of AAMBC. She's the reason why we're on air today. We always want to give a shout-out to her. And you guys, you can always go back and listen to older shows. Just put in, type in AAMBC Radio. You can check out our archives, so if you miss anything, you can always catch it again by replaying the show. So we'll see you guys back here on Thursday. Everybody have a great night, and I'll see you guys later.